Good afternoon. My name is Winston Lael, and I'll be moderating our session today on chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, prevention programs and policies for a forgotten leading cause of death and disability. And I want to thank you all so much for attending our session today. It also happens that November is COPD Awareness Month, so this is very timely for us to share our information with you. And we have four wonderful speakers this afternoon, and I will be introducing them and their topics momentarily. What we really would like to do and to accomplish this afternoon is to make you aware of the magnitude of this fatal, critical, chronic condition in our country and worldwide, and also for you to take away the sense that it's a disease that needs a lot more attention, a lot more focus, a lot more advocacy, and a lot more funding for our country. So what I like to do at this point is to also point out in North Carolina, we have a governor's proclamation that November in 2014 is COPD Awareness Month. And out of these dozen or so bullet points, I want to point out that the chronic lower respiratory diseases, including COPD, are the third leading cause of death nationally, accounting for over 140,000 deaths in 2011. Another consideration is that medical costs for COPD among adults in the U.S. are projected to increase from about $59.3 billion in 2010 to over $90 billion in 2020. Also, another take-home message, and I think most people are aware of this, is that nearly 75% of all COPD cases are due to cigarette use.